Exposure in the press and how it plays a role in your career. All on the new Recording Artist Hub. And welcome to the new Recording Artist Hub. I'm your host, Dotwho.com. And let's start the show by giving a few shout-outs. Let's give a shout-out to Sunshine over there in the Caribbean for writing those good songs for children. And also a big, big, big shout-out to Antoine the Don, who released his first album, his freshman album, called The Cookout. Check him out on your favorite streaming platform. Me personally, I'll check him out on Spotify. I don't know about you. Also, a big shout out to Joshua Hurst and DJ Elochrist. So, this episode, we're going to get down to business. If you're a new artist and you want maximum exposure, you might want to try social media. That's the first outlet people look for, social media. As an artist, that's what you think you need to get out there. But in reality, you need a little bit more than that. You want to be where anybody can find you. So when they put your name on Google, you want to pop up. But more than that, you want to have something called an EPK. What is an EPK? An electronic press kit. It's a resume of some sort for artists. It's designed to provide labels, agents, and music supervisors, venues, talent, buyers and media with essential information to understand who you are as an artist so that you can get noticed, land gigs, and make connections. Get yourself an EPK. If you don't have one, get one. Also, you might want to try making your own personal website. Bandzoogle is very, very, very good with that, but these days we got AI and in 15 seconds they'll make your brand new website. But Bandzoogle is the top company for artists to make websites. They go for about $8.50 a month. Now if you want to go on the more less expensive side, you might want to try Universe app. It's $50 a year. And yes, you could sell merch. You could do a whole lot of things with that Universe app. And it's very simple to use. It's very customer friendly, user friendly. So check it out. Now let's move on over to what else you might want to need. What else you might need. What is press? The news media or news industry are forms of mass media that focuses on delivering news to the general public. These include news agencies, newspapers, news magazines, news channels, etc. Now, the media, the press. As an artist, you need press. If you don't have press, you have nothing. Cardi B said, if you don't have press, you ain't going nowhere. My good friend, Drenstar, check him out on Instagram. He said, if you don't have press, do not think you could land a festival. Even if you're verified on Instagram, you will not land a festival. And if you do, they'll put you at 5 p.m. when nobody is there. Think about that. Let that sink in a little bit. You might want to check out a media tour. A media tour. Look that up. A media tour is when you go on tour, maybe to different states, different countries, and hit different media outlets, promoting your song or album or just yourself. You might end up performing on live TV. Blogs. A blog post is any article, news piece, or guide that is published in a section of a website. A blog post typically covers a specific topic. A query is educational in nature. Genres. It ranges from 600 to 2,000 words and contains other media types such as images, videos, infographics, interactive, charts, etc. So blogs are also good. If you need blogs, contact us. We will be more than happy to give you some information on more blogs out there. But if you want to be featured on our blog, futuremusic3000.com, we will be more than happy to feature you. So with that, I'm going to let you guys on a little something. Check out the Indie Bible. The Indie Bible will guide you to more connections. And it's dirt cheap. Very cheap. The Indie Bible. It costs about $60. Then they have an Indie Spotify. Curator's Bible. It's pretty good. Apple Music Bible. A Booking Agent Bible. Manager's Bible. It's pretty good. Check it out. And with that, I'm leaving you. I'm DotWho.com. See you in the next segment. And if you're a new artist and you want to be more exposed to your audience, contact us at futuremusic3000. We'll be more than happy to feature you on this podcast or in our blog. Also, don't forget that you're a star. You're a star from the moment you decided to release your music. Distribute your music to every platform around the world. Don't let anybody tell you differently. You're a star. You're a star, and that's why we're here, to make you shine. I'm DotWho.com. See you in the next episode.